Have you ever abandoned a dream right before it could have become reality? 3 Feet from Gold draws its title from the story of R.U. Darby, who gave up mining just 3 feet away from striking an enormous gold vein. This powerful metaphor, first shared in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, illuminates the human tendency to surrender when victory lurks just around the corner. The book follows Greg Mitchell, a marketing entrepreneur whose carefully constructed facade of success is crumbling beneath mounting debt and a deteriorating personal life. When his girlfriend Mia leaves him with the devastating note, "Sometimes pretending hurts more than the truth," Greg reaches his breaking point, only to discover an unexpected connection to Silicon Valley tycoon Jonathan Buckland that will change everything. In a moment of raw vulnerability, Greg confesses his struggles to Buckland, who responds with a perspective-shifting question. What if you're just one crucial conversation, one paradigm shift, or one bold decision away from breakthrough? Buckland introduces Greg to the concept of stickability, the difference between being merely interested in success and being truly committed to it. This distinction becomes clear through the story of the junkman who purchased Darby's abandoned equipment, consulted a mining engineer, and discovered the gold vein continued just 3 feet from where Darby quit digging. The junkman made millions, not because of luck, but because he possessed something Darby lacked, unwavering commitment to his purpose. Greg learns transformative advice from Buckland: seek counsel based on wisdom and experience, rather than opinions, typically based on ignorance. Friends and family often offer pooled ignorance instead of expert guidance. From Ron Glosser, former Goodyear Bank CEO, Greg discovers another principle: never make a major decision in your valley, as choices made during low points are clouded by negative emotions. Buckland also teaches that a dream is just a dream until it's written down. Only then does it become a goal, transforming vague aspirations into concrete targets. In Las Vegas, Jack Mates, former Velcro USA CEO, shares the success equation: P plus T times A equals success. Passion plus talent multiplied by association and action equals success. Jack guides Greg to create two lists: things he would do for free, passions, and things he excels at, talents, to find his unique formula. The multiplication signs are crucial. Without action or the right associations, even strong passions and talents yield zero results. Jack's commitment to Velcro was so deep, he once mortgaged his house to make payroll, while his sales strategy brilliantly targeted just 5 industry leaders. When Hall of Fame jockey Julie Crone asks Greg about his burning desire, he realizes he's lost sight of his true passions. Using the success equation, they uncover his passion for writing and talent for communication. This clarity leads to meeting Richard Cohn, publisher of The Secret, who suggests Greg's journey could become a book helping others find success. Despite facing bankruptcy before The Secret became a phenomenon selling 6 million copies in a year, Cohn persisted because of the knowing, the difference between believing in something and knowing it with absolute certainty. Later, Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy gives Greg counterintuitive advice: stop planning so much. While having a destination is essential, overplanning can blind you to unexpected opportunities. Cathy never specifically planned his empire. He simply pushed toward his vision with faith that the how would reveal itself. This balance between purpose clarity and approach flexibility becomes a recurring theme in Greg's journey. Buckland introduces Greg to his mastermind group, 4 Success Icons at a Steakhouse. "You're a direct reflection of the 5 people you associate with most," he explains, noting one's income, attitude, and lifestyle become their average. Each member shares wisdom. James Amos of Mailboxes Etc. advises patience, noting, "The margin between success and failure is a very thin line." Scientist John Schwartz, who persisted with his theory despite years of rejection, states simply, "I knew I was right." Dr. Tom Haggai challenges, "Are you prepared for no?" explaining that success correlates directly with how many rejections one can endure while staying motivated. Greg recognizes a pattern, the same success blueprint across different backgrounds. This concept of the Mastermind Alliance may be Napoleon Hill's most significant contribution to success literature. The lesson is clear. Deliberately choosing your associations is perhaps the most important decision on the path to achievement. Who are your five closest associates? Are they lifting you up or holding you back? The right associations have a multiplicative effect on success. In Fiji, Greg meets John Hope Bryant, a philanthropist who once experienced homelessness. Bryant shares that poverty is not what's in your pocket, it's what you have in your head, and teaches the 90-10 principle. 10% of your attitude is determined by what life hands you, and 90% by how you choose to respond. Despite diligent work on his manuscript, Greg faces rejection from publishers skeptical of an unknown author. He draws strength from Olympian Ruben Gonzalez's wisdom about needing two types of courage, the courage to get started and the courage to not quit. When Greg calls Charlie Tremendous Jones about his publishing struggles, Charlie responds, "Want to know the secret to success? Good judgment. Want to know where we get good judgment from? Experience. Know where we get experience? Poor judgment." This helps Greg see rejection not as failure, but as necessary experience toward success, exemplified by Norman Vincent Peale, whose wife rescued his discarded manuscript before it became a bestseller. The lesson becomes clear. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond that determines your success. After numerous rejections, Greg's manuscript gained momentum when Sharon Lecter, co-author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, joined the project. Working on it helped her through personal challenges, and she recognized that faith binds all success elements together. She expanded the success equation to P plus T times A plus F equals success. This final component, faith in yourself, your vision, and the process, transforms a good formula into a great one. The timing was perfect, as economic headlines announced disaster and people needed hope, similar to when Think and Grow Rich was published during the Great Depression. The book concludes with Napoleon Hill's wisdom that life's true riches come to those who labor diligently with unwavering faith. Golden opportunities wait at every corner for someone with initiative to discover them. What if you're just 3 feet from your gold vein? What if that breakthrough is just one more persistent effort away? Success isn't about avoiding failure. It's about persisting through it until you reach the gold that's been waiting for you all along.